You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network. Welcome to the Master Passive Income Show. My name's Dustin Heiner, and I'm here to help you afford anything you want in life, create generational wealth, and retire early by investing in real estate. And in today's show, we're going to be talking all about how you can use your mind to help you grow stronger. And trust me, this is something that you're going to need to implement into your life so you can invest in real estate, so you can get financial independence. If I didn't do this a long time ago, I wouldn't be here today. That's why I'm sharing with you. Let's jump into today's episode. Here we go.
Welcome to the Master Passive Income Podcast, where we talk about investing in real estate with a special focus on making enough money so you can quit your job and live the dream life. And now, here is your host, Dustin Heiner.
Hey, hey, what's up? Super blessed as always to have you here with me on the show. Now, we got some good news, but at the same time, since we're investors, it can be negative news. Now, I'm going to explain it out. So just track with me here. So the Federal Reserve just came out and says in the next, I guess the rest of the year, they're going to be lowering interest rates three different times. Now, that's what is not good. And you might be thinking, well, Dustin, why in the world is that not good? You know, like when interest rates come down and you pay less in your mortgage, then yeah, that's going to be great because, you know, you just have less out of your pocket. Well, we're investors. If you remember, I mean, I've talked to you about this over and over again, but we don't pay insurance. We don't pay taxes. We don't pay our interest on our properties. Like, meaning I don't have to get a job to pay the interest or the mortgage on my property. My tenants pay those. So if I have a short-term rental property, if it's an Airbnb, what I'm going to be doing is making sure that I charge enough money that covers all my expenses and taxes are included. Interest is included. Principal, like the mortgage, all that is included. And I make money on top of that. If I'm doing midterm rental, like I have one property in Phoenix right now, that's a fantastic midterm rental. It could rent probably for about $2,100 as a long-term rental, but I have it midterm rented for $3,600 a month. And this is a company. So they said, we're going to book it for the entire year. So I got 12 months of $3,600 out. But I just started thinking about if the interest rates drop, and the reason why I share, we have short-term, mid-term, and long-term properties that all make us money in different ways, which long-term, you make less money, a little bit less money, but it's no headache whatsoever. The property is just running for 12 months without you doing anything. Mid-term, you have a little bit more work, not a ton, but you make more money, but you do have more work because you're probably going to have turnover maybe at most 12 times in the entire year, you know, every 30 days. Airbnb or short term, you're going to be making a lot more money, but you're going to have a lot more turnover on the property, a lot more expenses, a lot more wear and tear because people coming and going, but they're all fantastic. And that's what we do. We buy and hold real estate, but no matter how we buy the real estate, we don't have to get a job to pay the interest on our properties. So here's what I want you to be thinking. I want you to be thinking like an investor. And that's why I have this episode today. Because I'm bringing on one of my students now who's been coaching here with Master Passive Income for a long time. See, I stopped doing one-on-one coaching. I still do the group coaching and love doing that. And I have my students who have graduated now are now coaching people doing the one-on-one coaching. And I'm bringing Charles Rose Jr. on. Fantastic. Number one, terrific guy. Like we're close friends now. You know, he joined as a student and then he started coaching, became a part of everything I'm doing. And now we're close friends. I stay at his house whenever I go into Charlotte to hang out with him and go to the income builder clubs that we have. But here's what I want you to realize that, and the reason why I'm talking today, this show is all about growing rich by how you think. We want you to change how you think and think like the rich people. I mean, when you think about how rich people make money, they don't work. They don't work like you think of a doctor might be rich. No, they're really not that rich. Of course, they have a lot of money, but who is rich? Those are the people who don't have to work and have lots of money coming in and have lots of wealth. Well, when you think about how the rich and wealthy people make their money, they make their money by using the money to work for them. So whenever I buy a property, whenever you buy a property, let's just, you know, say you. Let's say you bought a midterm property. You bought a property, buy and hold, and you're going to rent it out 30, 60, or 90 days. Midterm would be like traveling executives, traveling businesses that you know, they're in the area for a little bit. So you're going to rent to them, or short-term, long-term. You're going to rent all these different ways. And what's great is you're accounting for the interest. So you don't have to get a job to pay that interest. So here's the reason why I would rather see the interest rates go up. Now, again, we're thinking like an investor. Who are your and my competition when we buy properties? Is it other investors? In fact, I've already coached, I think, thousands of students now, and I'm still buying properties. They're still buying properties. And you got to realize there are millions of properties in America. And who's our competition? It's not other investors. Realize that. It's not other investors. Our competition are homeowners. Get that in your mind. Like, realize that. We're thinking differently. Homeowners are our competition. They're the ones that fall in love with the property. They're the ones that say, oh, I have to buy this, and they overbid. They pay too much for the property. So when interest rates go up, they can't afford the property anymore, which means prices come down and at the same time, so it definitely comes down, but that also prices them out of the market so we can buy the real estate as long as we're making money every single month. In cash flow, I suggest $500 a month. If you do $500 a month, that's $6,000 a year without even working. And this is profit. This is not, I'm just renting it for, no. This is on top of all of your expenses. Well, one property at $500 a month, $6,000 a year, that's great. But to become financially independent, all you got to do is multiply or scale is the what I like to do to explain, or how I explain it. Is what we do is we do scaling. We scale our business to multiple properties. So 10 properties at $500 a month, that's $5,000 a month. Now, 20 years ago, $5,000 a month was a lot of money. I know it's not that much anymore, but that's just 10 properties. Imagine if you got 20 properties, that would be $10,000 a month. I would bet for you listening to this, you would be able to quit your job if you had $10,000 a month in cash flow coming back in your pocket. I know you can. I know you can cut, like, let's say you're paying $12,000 a month in expenses. You can cut back. I mean, I kid you not, not working a job and living just over broke when you're not working for somebody else, you have 40 plus hours of your life back. Trust me. Let's say your expenses are $12,000 and you cut down to, let's say, $9,000 because you're still making $10,000 a month. So you cut your expenses down. Trust me, your quality of life will dramatically skyrocket. You might be thinking, well, you know, I'm cutting out my fun things that I'm doing. Trust me, your quality of life not working for somebody else is going to be so amazing. And then you have financial independence that you can then take that 40 plus hours a week, buy more real estate, build businesses, help your family. Like my dad, he has cancer. Sadly, I mean, he will pass, obviously, anytime. Everybody dies eventually, but right now he has cancer, so I'm putting a little more time with him. And so maybe your loved ones. It's all about time. Now, one quick last thing I want to share in the mindset. This is what I want you to realize. That's the reason why we have this episode today, is we want to think and grow rich. Well, we know if you spend money, then that's a commodity. It's something that you spend. Gold is worth so much more than a dollar, but gold is so much better. But you got to think, what is the most expensive commodity you have ever spent? Now, I used to say, and I've changed it, but what you'll hear everybody, they'll always tell you what's the most expensive commodity. It's time. That's the number one commodity that most people will tell you, but I'm going to change it. Remember, we're thinking differently. We're thinking like the wealthy. So of course, time you can never earn, make, create, or get any more of, but that's not the most expensive. Time doesn't matter. What does matter is your life. The culmination of your entire time here on this earth, on God green earth, is your life. And if you work your life away for somebody else, that's the most expensive commodity you will ever spend. So instead of focusing on working for somebody else or not taking your mindset and shifting it to where, how do I rescue my life back? So I now, let's say you're 35 years old and you say, man, Dustin, in 4 or 5 years, I want to not work anymore. By 40, I want to be done. Well, I have students in 3 to 4 years being able to quit their job. 5 years, definitely should be able to quit your job in 5 years if you're working hard. So trust me, when I say this, that when we work on our mindset, we definitely change how we perceive everything else. So with interest rates, I'm so excited that they were going up. I'm a little bummed that they're coming down. Now, hopefully I'll be able to buy a house, you know, buy a couple houses before the prices start coming back up, before homeowners start coming back in the picture. And so I want you to start thinking differently. And that's what this podcast is all about. So I really appreciate you coming back, you know, week in, week out. I try to just deliver so much so that you, hopefully, you're going to be one of the million people that I help to invest in real estate and become financially independent. Now let's get into today's episode where we're chatting with Charles Rose Jr. on how to think and grow rich. All right, here we go. And I wanna pause for just a quick second and say thank you so much for listening to the show. If you've gotten anything out of the show, I would appreciate it if you went to anywhere that you listen to, say Apple or Spotify or wherever, and leave a 5-star review. Honestly, I really appreciate you leaving an honest review. I just love giving all this information out and I want to see you succeed. Also, send this to one person. Just tell one person, say, hey, Dustin wants to help a million people to invest in real estate. You need to listen to this because it's going to change your life. Lastly, get my real estate investing course completely for free. Text the word rental, R-E-N-T-A-L. Rental to 33777. Rental to 33777. I'll literally give you my course showing you everything in the business so that you can become financially independent. Now, what is the right mindset that you need as an investor? Because honestly, out of all the students that I've coached, the ones with the right winning mindset, the mindset as I'm an investor, those are the ones that actually start investing and continue to invest. And that's what we're going to talk about today, how you can actually have your mindset be right so you can actually buy rental properties, be able to quit your job. Hey, everybody, my name is Dustin Heiner with Master Passive Income, and I'm here to help you learn how to quit your J-O-B, that just overbroke job, by investing in real estate rental property so you never, ever have to work a job again. And with me is my co-host, Charles. Charles, how's it going, man?
Man, it is going fantastic. It is always amazing to be on with the show with you and to just share some tips to help others, to help them achieve their dreams.
Now, in this episode, we're going to be talking about the like more mindset stuff, but also in the next video that I'm going to be putting out, check the link in the description, it'll be there as well. We're actually literally going to give you the steps to actually find amazing deals in this crazy real estate investing market. So be sure to watch that next video as it comes out. Charles literally has 3 deals literally this week in under contract. He's buying them at a discount. He's doing really, really well. Charles, quickly touch on how are you able to be able to get 3 deals in this crazy market at a discount, you know, lower than asking price when everybody's paying over asking price.
Yeah, Dustin, it's crazy and mind blowing just to think about it. And I would say, you know, it definitely started from having the right mindset, the investor mindset to get those deals, because it can be discouraging in this market. And, you know, and some people just may get out of that mindset, but I was able to get in the right mindset and use some of the same strategies that we're going to talk about in the next video, like Dustin mentioned. So definitely watch that. And, you know, just by using those strategies and being consistent and taking everything I learned from the Master Passive Income courses and Real Estate Wealth Builders and learning from my coach, Dustin, I was able to apply everything, keeping that right mindset. And get 3 deals on the contract.
It's phenomenal. And you, with investing just a little over 2 years, you're just about ready to be financially independent, to be able to quit your job. How many properties, Lord willing, if everything works out with these 3 properties, how many properties would you have right now?
So with these 3 properties, we would be at 11. We would be at 11 rental units. And so, which takes us even closer to reaching our goal. We're going to be, I mean, with these properties, we'll probably be maybe like $100 away from, you know, our passive income exceeding our expenses.
Praise the Lord, man. That's phenomenal. I'm so excited. I mean, shoot, it took me, I don't know, 6 years before I was like, okay, I have enough properties, I can quit. But it's taken you 2.5 years. I mean, that's just phenomenal. So now what's interesting though, is somebody might be watching this video or listening to this on the podcast and be saying, you know what, you know, mindset, I'm going to just blow right past this. I don't need this. Well, in fact, I usually think like that. I'm a doer. So I don't necessarily think mindset, but I realize that only after I got the mindset was I able to actually be the doer to actually build my business. Now, 30 plus properties later, literally don't have to work. I quit my job like 4 or 5 years ago. Will never, ever work a job again. But it was because of my mindset. Now, what's really super fun to see is that I can literally teach anybody how to invest in real estate, how to do it right, how to buy a property where you make $250 a month in passive income, how to scale your business. You know, if you buy one house at $250 a month, that's $3,000 a year extra in your pocket, passive income, not doing anything. You buy 10 properties, that's $30,000 extra a year. You have 20 properties, that's $60,000 a year. That's the bare minimum. Hopefully, most of the properties you're going to be getting over that. Now, what I can do is I can literally teach everybody, anybody how to do that. But what I can't do, I can't get them in that mindset to say, yes, I can do this. I have somebody like Dustin that can walk us through, walk me through the entire process. It's the problem in their mind telling them and limiting them themselves and other people putting their limitations on them saying, you know what, I had a rental property. It didn't work out. There was this problem and that problem, so you shouldn't do it. Well, they're putting their limitations on you. So I want you to realize that you absolutely can do this. And this is why we're doing this episode, is because it is so much more important to have the right focus, the right mindset as you're going through investing, because these focuses and these mindsets that we're going to be going through are going to help you get through the hard times and make the good times even better. Now, the first thing that we always try to realize ourselves as investors at Master Passive Income is, even though we may be working a job, and when I say just over broke, your J-O-B is your just over broke job, you're working a job and you may want to be an investor. As soon as you realize that you are now an investor, your job is not who you are. You are telling yourself, I am now an investor. That job, that's my side job. It may be that you 100% of your money comes from that side job, but you need to tell yourself in your brain, I'm an investor. I'm an investor with a side job, but I am first and foremost an investor. So when somebody asks you, well, hey, Dustin, what do you do? I literally tell them, I am a real estate investor. I invest in real estate. It may be that I still have a job, but hey, it doesn't matter. I put the value on myself. Nobody else does that. So for you, everybody else listening and watching this, you need to make sure that you have that mindset that you are an investor. Now, I remember Charles walking you through this and having you get that. How much did this help you to actually make that shift to becoming an investor? And now, almost 2.5 years later, you might be able to quit your job.
Yes, Dustin, I just love that we're talking about this in this episode. And if you're listening, please continue listening to this episode all the way to the end. It's your choice, but I would encourage you, because, you know, I would say, you know, Dustin really, like he said, he can't force anyone, but he helped me to get in the right mindset. And one of the things was definitely knowing and saying and believing that you were an investor with a side job. In fact, I literally went over that and said it so many times. I had my Alexa alarm wake me up in the morning, you know, saying that I'm an investor with a side job. Yes. And that really helped me, Dustin, because I always wanted to invest, but I never pulled the trigger. You know, I was too afraid, or felt so overwhelmed, or, you know, just sometimes listening to other people thinking, oh, you know, who had a bad experience with a property and a tenant. And, you know, so all of those things messed with my mindset. But it wasn't until I got in the right mindset, believing that I'm an investor with a side job and taking action. So, which is, you know, because you can have all the mindset you want in the world, but if you don't take action with that mindset, you won't go anywhere. So I absolutely love this topic, Dustin, and just having that right mindset has helped me so much, especially in this crazy market. And we're going to talk about more ways that you can invest in this crazy market, but it starts from having the right mindset.
Yeah, and a big thing that everybody needs to realize is that, yes, you can do it. I know the limiting belief thing in that there are so many problems, or my uncle had a rental property and it was horrible, the tenants trashed it, or whatever, all these problems, all these thoughts come to your mind, like, am I going to lose money? How am I going to make money? All these issues come to your mind. The first thing that you need to do is start realizing that, number one, you're an investor, but number two, that you can do it. See, again, I can literally teach anybody how to do it. But to actually go and do it, you need to tell yourself that, yes, I can do it. Now, for everybody, I want you to actually get started. I want you to get my real estate investing course. If you go to masterpassiveincome.com/free course, I'll literally give you my real estate investing course
absolutely for free, showing you how to do everything, how to, you know, actually find properties, how to do it right, how to make sure you're making money, $250 a month in passive income, find a new area of the country to invest, how to find the right property managers, literally everything. Go to masterpassiveincome.com/free course or check the link in the description as well, because that is literally going to get you to the point where you have the knowledge now. That knowledge is going to help you to realize that, yes, you absolutely can do this. Like, again, I can teach anybody how to do it. They need to. You, listening to this or watching this, you need to be the one to say, yes, I can do it. What do you think, Charles, about saying, yes, I can do it? And I personally keep my money in the Life Goals Home Down Payment ETF, saving your down payment at a bank yielding 0%. While home prices are going up in double digits, you're getting crushed by home price inflation. Check out conservatively managed Life Goals Home Down Payment ETF. The ticker symbol is HOM. No lockup, no minimum, no attempts to keep pace with price inflation. And oh yeah, you get a 2% dividend every single month. I love getting my dividends every single month. I just put it right back in HOM. So full disclosure, I invest in that as well.
Oh, that is so important, because you're affirming to yourself that you can do it, and you're believing that you can do it. When you believe something, you know, that's another topic for another day, but when you believe in something, belief is so powerful. And it causes you to take action. And so saying that you can do it, saying I can do it, then knowing that you can do it, looking at other success story, I love one of the things that Dustin always, you know, tells me and other students, if he can do it, we can do it. If somebody else can do it, you can do it. Because, you know, you have the same ability as them. You have everything, like, you know, in some videos we talk about Zillow. You have access to it, they have access to it, we all have access to it. And so if they can do it, you can do it. So believe that you can do it and say it.
100% agree. Now, we're going to give you some more principles or more mindset things that are going to help you get through the hard times and make the good times even better. The next thing that you need to do is be driven to succeed. Because in starting out, it's going to be rough. It's going to be a lot of work. You're going to get roadblocks. If you don't force yourself to get past those roadblocks, if you're not driven to actually be successful, then you're going to give up. There are so many people that just give up because they say, oh, it's just hard. I'm not finding the deals, or this, that, and the other. They start making excuses. You want to be driven to succeed and knowing that this actually works. I'm just a regular guy, just like Charles is saying. Like, if I could do it, literally anybody can do it. I'm not that smart. This is just something that I figured out, and it's so simple. It's literally just addition and subtraction and multiplication. Nothing else. Like, you add up all your expenses, you figure out your income, you subtract the two, and then you make passive income of $250 or more. Multiplication is literally, if you're making $250 a month from one property, multiply it by 10. That's $2,500 a month. Multiply it by 20. That's $5,000 a month that you can make in passive income. And so you need to be driven. Once you get that first property, this second property comes so much faster. All my students in the Real Estate Wealth Builders, all my coaching students that I help, as soon as they buy that first property, usually the second property comes within maybe 2 months. The first property comes maybe about 3 or 4 months, you know, where they're working hard, we're building the business, we're doing everything right. But as soon as they get that first property, man, that second property comes so much faster. Now, Charles, you're absolutely driven. I remember when we first started coaching, you said, man, I'm going to buy 12 deals. I'm going to make my goal, 12 deals in 1 year. You got halfway there, which is so much better. Most people only get one. You got halfway there, but you were very driven. How did being driven help you to succeed and be where you're at now?
Being driven is definitely what helped me, because I knew in my mind that no matter what, I'm an investor with a side job, back to that, right? And no matter what happened, you know, sometimes we're afraid of failing or making mistakes, but you know, we all going to make mistakes. But you know, one of the things I love about you know, Dustin and the programs that he's created is that he made all of his mistakes, and we can learn from his. And so he teaches us to not make those same mistakes he made. And I would say that's definitely, you know, helped me in my business. But going back to the goals. Oh man, I love planning goals. I'm looking at my office wall right now, and I have goals like all over the wall right now. And it helps me. It keeps my mind focused on the task ahead. And we talked about that in some other videos and episodes. And also in the course, we have a goal setting program where we help you go, create goals. And you have a success partner. You can sign up for the success partner program that could help you stay accountable to the goals. So I love having goals, Dustin. I definitely agree that being driven has definitely helped me to get to the point where I'll be financially free this year.
Yeah, and you're putting in offer after offer after offer. That's why you literally have three deals right now. Great, great deals that are going to be making you loads of money because you're driven. You're pushing through. Now, you touched on something, and this goes into our next point, is you always need to be learning how to be successful, more successful in this real estate investing business. You always want to be teachable. You always want to be learning, because as you're building your business, you're going to realize something that didn't work. You need to rip that out of your business and put it aside and do what's right. In fact, what's even better is if you, again, you've given my free real estate investing course, that'll literally get you down the track of learning how to do it. But the great thing is, I've literally done it. Charles has literally done it. Hundreds of our students at Master Passive Income have done it. All you need to do is learn the plan, learn the step-by-step process, and literally implement it. If you do that, you're going to be successful, because we put in so many safeguards, like the minimum amount that you need to buy the property for, how to make sure you're buying the right property, how to make sure you're managing the property right. And so as you're learning, as you're putting in effort to learn to do it right, you're going to be more and more successful, because all the mistakes that I've made, like literally, I probably made every single mistake. Like, people say that, but no, I literally, no joke, I've literally made almost every single mistake that there possibly can be. And I figured out that's a mistake. Let me rip that out of my business model so I don't do that again. Now, Charles, you're constantly learning. You're always learning how to be better yourself, but also a better real estate investor. How has learning been key to helping you to actually be where you're at today?
Learning has been definitely helpful to me, because when you learn something, you become better at it. And, you know, for me, I always take the approach, you know, everybody's different and you have to find yourself. Some people, they feel better just jumping into it and figuring out the way, you know. I'm the kind of person, maybe it's because I'm an engineer. I'm an investor engineer. And so maybe it's because I'm like that. I like to, you know, analyze something and then jump into it. And so for me, going through your course, Dustin, was so great, because I was able to watch all the videos and learn the fundamentals and the basics and the advanced things and all that. And then I was able to take it and apply it. And that's just my style of learning. I know some people, you know, it may be harder for them to do it that way. Maybe they do it at the same time, you know, maybe do a course and take action at the same time. If it works for you, do it, do the course and do it at the same time. But I like to learn. And then, you know, you never stop learning. So you learn along the way. So, you know, so I'm always asking questions. I'm always researching stuff. And, you know, anytime I come across something that I don't know, I'll ask Dustin. And, you know, so it's always be learning, because that's going to help you to build your business and do it the right way.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree with that. I'm always learning too. I'm trying to learn as much as I can. And I even learn from my students in seeing how they've actually succeeded in different things that they've done. I'm always learning. So you need to be learning all the time. Another great tool that you need to do as an investor, the mindset that you need to have, is to be others focused. You need to focus on other people, how to serve and help other people. I have found the more people that I serve, the more people that I help, the better my life gets, the better I feel, the more money I make. Like, literally everything happens when I help more people. It could be you buy one rental property. You're helping one family with a good place to live at a decent price, rental price, but you know that you bought it at a good price for you, so you're making money and passive income. You're helping that, that family. But if you're also going into working with other people, like real estate investor meetups or like online Facebook groups or something like that, you're being helpful to other people, or even private money lenders or hard money lenders, like everybody that you work with in this business, you want to be as helpful as possible. When people see you as somebody that is a good person, that is going to be helpful, that wants to, you know, benefit other people, they're going to say, hey, you know what? I like this Dustin guy, or I like this Charles guy. Let me go ahead and help him. I have a good deal. Let me go and bring it to them. So I personally love being as helpful and others focused as possible. What do you think, Charles?
I agree with that 100%. And And one of the things I do, Dustin, is, you know, I don't get to do it everyone, but a lot of times with my, you know, like my home inspectors, my property managers, my realtors, you know, sometimes, you know, a lot of calls, a lot of times I'm talking to them, I'm figuring out how can I help them? How can I serve them better? Like, can I recommend something for someone? Can I teach them something that I know? And, you know, especially, you know, I've been blessed to have a really excellent, phenomenal home inspector. And he is, I mean, he's such a great guy. He's my eyes on the ground. He helps me a lot of stuff. And I told him the other day, you know, one of these days I was speaking to him for like an hour on the phone, and, you know, 5 minutes of it was about me, but the other 55 minutes was about him, like helping him with something that I was able to help him with. And so it's so important to be others focused. And like Dustin said, you know, through helping others, you're going to be helped. I'm not saying help others because, you know, want something in return, but, you know, maybe that person may not be able to help you. Maybe somebody else may help you, but always be others focused, help others because somebody has to help you where you're going. So it's so important for us to pay it forward.
Now, the next thing, and this is going to be crucial as things start to get a little more slow in the business, like you're trying to find properties and you're not getting a property, or you're really just running out, like you're like, oh my goodness, like I'm just not moving forward. It's persistence. Persistence is the next thing that you absolutely must have as an investor mindset. You're going to be persistent because you know the route that you're going to be going. Most people aren't going to do this. Most people in the world would not be as forward as us to say, you know what? Yes, I'm an investor. Yes, I'm going to be persistent. Yes, I'm going to learn. Yes, I'm going to help people. Yes, I'm going to do all this sort of stuff to help myself to be successful. Now, when it gets hard, persistence is the only thing that's really going to help you push through it, because we know that it's once you've done it 2 or 3, 4 or 5, 6 times, it's easier to not have to worry about being persistent. When you don't have any properties and you're getting started, that's when it's so crucial to be persistent. And then as you grow, you're going to realize the persistence is still needed every single time, because once you get that first property, you're going to find the second, third, fourth, fifth. They come much, much faster and easier. But throughout the entire time, you're going to be persistent. Now, I've been persistent for so long, like literally it's a part of me. I don't know how to not be persistent in my business to make sure it gets done. Now, Charles, when you are going after deals, you have 3 properties literally under contract now that you're going to be able to buy, which is great, but you were persistent. It's not like you put in 3 offers and you got 3 properties. You're persistent to put in more and more offers, like getting turned down. Okay, let's do another one and keep putting more and more offers out there.
Yeah, Dustin, I literally had to put in, you know, so many deals just to get those 3. And even like, you know, I got one almost under contract. So the seller agreed, you know, verbally with an email, and we were waiting all weekend for them to send a signed contract, and they didn't put it through. And so, you know, what I do after that, just keep on putting in more offers. You got to be persistent. And I've been completely blessed, you know, to have my wife help me with this process. And that's why I'm able to put in so many offers, because, you know, she's literally looking at properties all day, analyzing deals. And I come through, look at the numbers, and we're able to work as a team and just encouraging each other, you know, through the ups and the downs. And so, you know, because I remember early on, you know, looking for my first property, it was getting a bit discouraging. And I remember my wife, you know, she was like, you know, don't give up. You know, remember why you started this. Remember you told me you're going to make me proud. And so, just, you know, be persistent. And, you know, if, you know, couples or friends or anybody listening to this, you know, encourage each other to keep going, keep pushing. And that's another thing I just love about being a part of the Real Estate Wealth Builders with Dustin and Master Passive Income, is because, you know, we have a whole support system to help us, to help push us, to help us to stay consistent. And I just love it.
That's great, man. Now, another thing that you need to have is patience. Now, what's going to happen is, you might get a little impatient because you might not be getting a good deal. You might not be finding many deals, or you might not have many people bringing you properties, or you might not even have financing, or your property manager is, you know, doing something, whatever it might be. You need to have patience in this business. What I love about real estate, as opposed to the stock market, I'll tell you what the stock market's like for me. So the stock market, is such a roller coaster. It could literally crash in 2 hours. Like some bad news comes out, and all of a sudden you thought you were like $50 a share. Now it's literally like at $10 a share. You lost a lot of money. That happens so fast. Real estate moves so slowly. I see things coming from like a year or 2 year in advance. So it moves so slowly. The thing that you need to do though is to be patient, because if you get impatient, you might pull the trigger and buy a house that's probably not the right one because you're impatient. No, we're investors. We only buy the right properties, and we're patient to make sure that when a good property comes, we buy it. But when a bad property is in front of us, we're not impatient. We don't go after those properties, or we don't buy them unless we can get it at a good discount, which makes it worthwhile as an investor. So I found patience has been one of the best things for me, because there would be times where you don't have a deal for maybe 2 or 3 months, maybe even 6 months. But then all of a sudden, boom, maybe 2 or 3 deals come right in that next 2 or 3 months. So I found that patience has just been such a huge blessing for me, realizing that, hey, I'll get there. This is a get wealthy plan, not a get rich quick scheme. I'm not here to tell you that you're going to get rich fast at all, but it's a plan. Do step by step, you're going to get there. If you're patient, you will get there so much more fast than if you're impatient. What do you think, Charles?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that, Dustin. And this is advice that, you know, when some people, you know, hear this advice, you know, they may not like it. You know, a lot of people, I mean, let's be honest, we live in an instant gratification society. Most of us do, at least. And, you know, we want it, and we want it now. We have fast food. We have microwave. You know, we live in a society where we get it now. And, you know, with real estate, you have to be patient. And that's, you know, that's something that Dustin definitely encouraged me to do early on. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, you all hear, you know, my success stories and all this stuff, which is great, but I had to be patient to get there. And, you know, finding my first deal, it took me, you know, about 7 months to get to that, to get to that first deal. And I was looking for properties before I signed up for the coaching. Thank God none of those offers got accepted, because I didn't know what I was doing. It was terrible deal. Thank God I found you, Dustin.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord. Another story for another day. It took about 11 months before I was able, you know, if I count that time searching before, you know, doing your coaching, Dustin, it took me about 11 months to get my first deal. And I had to be patient, but you know what? It was worth it, because I learned so much. And, you know, I was doing all that stuff in other markets. And when I finally got to the market where I was looking, a lot of people thought I was a professional real estate investor. So all of that was my building ground to become really good in other markets. And it's just so crazy, you know, after waiting those 11 months, Dustin, you know, it just seemed like, you know, like I'm like closing properties, like right after, like one right after the other. And so just be patient. I say all that to say, be patient, learn as much as you can, take all this advice, get in the right mindset, and you will find, you know, whether it's your first property, your 10th property, or whatever property you're on, be patient. It will come through once you be patient.
And the next mindset, we're actually going to go back to the very first one, which is you are an investor. You have a side job. It might be that all your money comes in from your side job, but you are an investor. Tell yourself that, internalize that, and say, I am an investor. Every single person you talk to, from family to friends to acquaintances or random strangers, you tell them you're an investor. You invest in real estate, and that's how you provide for yourself. You might have a side job, but you're an investor. So, all right, you guys, this has been everything about mindset. I'm so glad that you are here. This is it for Master Passive Income, Dustin O'Charles. We'll see you guys later. And that is it for today. Go ahead and get my free real estate investing course. Text the word rental to 33777, R-E-N-T-A-L to 33777. You can also join my Real Estate Wealth Builders group coaching. Get all my courses. All right, guys, we'll see you in the next show. See ya.